We left off by Yamyan the Rishon. We did. We left off by Yamyan the Sefer. Yamyan the Sefer the Mutay. What's the Yamyan the Sefer coming to me in my eyes? Yamyan the Sefer, because again the Mishnah counts it again in the Sefer, right? Huh? So what's the Yamyan the Mutay Chalitza? Sag that the Chamina Tzeis the Bekava Chaim Yevama. Ma Yevama Shani Yoytze Beget Yoytze Bechalitza. Zush to get Indian shirt to Bakalitva. So I would have a half a mina that a regular Kedushin, a regular Isha, could be Yoy to Bakalitva just like a Yavama. Kamash Mala, not. Right? That's why it says, Koin is asking to stay drachim. Only stay drachim. Mitzvah Baal and get. What do you call? But not Bakalitva. If there is such a Kavachoyim to say, that when Isha goes out with Chalitza, so maybe that's not going to din. I mean, the Mishnah is telling us it's not so, but how does the Mishnah know it? No, it can't be. Because Amar Krah, the Pasuk says, Sefer Krisus. It says by get, Sefer Krisus. Sefer, and we learn out from that, Sefer Krisus of Eid of Racha Krisus. Only a Sefer can set her out, can break the Kedusha, and not anything else. So it's only a get, and it can't be chalitza. Fine. But kesef, minolan. First of all, from where do we know kesef? We already asked that kasha that base. So Rashi both on that base and over here says that this is the main sugya. And that base, it was only brought down derech agav because it was trying to explain lashon kinyan. So mention where we learn it from. But over here is the main sugya of kesef minolan. So, furthermore, that which we hold, the father is Zakai. In his daughter, to take the kesef of her kiddushin, or the star, or to give her over for bia for kiddushin. How do we know the makani of kesef? Because of Dabu. Two questions. First of all, how do we know kesef kiddushin works? And second of all, how do we know it belongs to the father? How do we know it belongs to the father? At least for a katana or a nairo. That's the question. So I'm going to be the marav, I'm going to cry, because the pasuk says, v'yotu chinam ein kosef. Ein kosef v'adoyim zeh, but yesh kosef v'adoyim acher. The pasuk by Amiv Rio says that once she hits a certain age, she goes free. And the pasuk ba'amavriya says, "V'yotzechidim." She goes out free. Ain't cost up. There's no money. Meaning, you do not have to pay the altan to get her out. We'll see in the sugya in the next amid. Once she has the money, nairus, that she's already not a katan anymore, she goes out. V'yotzechidim. She goes out for free. Ain't cost up. You do not have to pay. So the words "ain't cost up" are extra. I could have said, "V'yotze chinam," and stop. She goes out free. Ein kosef means that you don't have to pay. It's the same thing. So why are the extra words "ein kosef"? The darshan out, "Ein kesef l'adon zeh, aval yesh kesef l'adon acher." This adon that the Amavir goes out from receives no money. But there's a different adon that a different girl goes out from, who does receive money. Remind me, who's that? Tahav, the father. There's two types of going out. The other of you going out from her oven, and there's the girl, the katana, or the naira even, going out from her father. So this oven receives no kesef when she goes out, but this oven does receive kesef when she goes out. That's the drasha. That's the drasha. Okay. Let's do them in types of going out. Yeah. Subtract the Gemara, okay. Famous Lididah. Meaning what? Meaning, let's see Rashi for this one. I'm speaking out of Rashi as we go along anyway, but this is what you see inside. Maybe the kesef that's learned out from this pasuk really should go to her. Now one second. That's a problem, because we just got through saying that the whole drasha is ein kesef l'adon zeh, but yesh kesef l'adon acher. So she's not the adon. It doesn't match. How can it fail the didah? Oh, the drasha. The loitziv ein loy kesef. The pasuk didn't say ein loy kesef. Had the pasuk said ein loy kesef, there's no kesef to him, then we'd have no right to ask the question of the name of the didah, because the drasha would read, there's no kesef to him, but there is kesef to the father. But the pasuk doesn't say ein loy kesef. Rashi says the tiduk minah, that therefore you should be medayik from there ein kesef loyim zeh, etc. Eliyahu don't mean this is what you should learn from the pasuk. Ein kesef biyitziyazu, aval yesh kesef biyitziyacheres. Uloyim the didah, but it really belongs to her. I too told you to be medayik in the pasuk. Ein kesef loyim zeh. Maybe it's ein kesef biyitziyazu. Again, it doesn't say ein loy kesef. Just it didn't kesef. It just says ein kesef. Period. So this going out has no kesef, but a different going out does have kesef. Which going out? When the girl goes out from her father, but maybe she gets the money. Ein loy didah. Look, the Gemara can't be hachi hashto. Avia mekabel kedusha. The tziv is bitin asad kedusha zeh. It can't be such a habibida. Because we know the father is makabel the kiddushin. How do we know the father is the one who's makabel the kiddushin? Meaning he's the one that agrees, it's his dat that makes the kiddushin, that he's the one who decides who to give her over to. How do we know that? Because for that we have a beferish apostle. This is, as biti nasati le'isha zeh, I gave my daughter to this guy. That apostle was written by the parish of Moti Shemra. The parish of Moti Shemra is the husband comes and says, "Mavatzati lebitcha besulin." He tells her she's not a besula, and the father comes and proves she really was a besula, and this guy is being like a shemra on her. And over there it says that the father says, "As bitin asati l'shazeh, I gave my daughter to this guy, and he made my shemra on her." So there it says clearly, "As bitin asati." So we know the father's makabel kedushin. So it can't be that the Torah gave the rights to the father to makabel kedushin. The E shook the Kasba, but she keeps the money. Meaning, like Rashi says, V'i tishko Kasba. But to me, after Shalchinim, the Kol Kasba Mekabalas Kudushel. The Torah gave it to him for what? Obviously, the Torah means that he takes the Kasba Kedushin. So it can't be that she gets the money. Fine. Since we have a right, again, since we have a right from the father, the father is the one that.
He gets it
as a schus of the kedushin, so it makes sense that he gets the kesef for the kedushin. No, not going out.
Oh, this is not. This is
the father. The mother, father. Since he has the schus of the kedushin, which we see from the father that he's in the side of Lisha there, it's only the stabber that he keeps the kesef of the kedushin, not her. Okay. So for the Gemara, the ema hani miliksan and the let's liyad the kabbal kedushin, of a night of this liyad the kabbal kedushin. So you've proven so far that the father has the rights to the kedushin and therefore he keeps the money, but maybe that's only a ketana under the age of 12, because a ketana has no yad to make kinyonim. A ketana has no halachas. A ketana can't make kinyonim. She has no yad to make kinyonim. So Mamela her, who can't be Makabal Kedushin herself, so you're right, that goes to the father. But in Naira, a Naira is over Bas Mitzvah. A Naira is a Gedoyla, really. She's not a Boygeris yet, right? A Naira is a 6-month period from the age of 12 to the age 12 and a half. And she does have a Yad to make Kinyonim. So maybe a Naira who has a Yad to make Kinyonim, she can make Kinyonim and she can be Makabal Kedushin herself. So talk to she and Avshav Dishko Kaspa. So let her be Makadar herself and let her keep the money. How do you know that the father keeps the money? How do you know that the father keeps the kedushin of the naira. That's the kasha. That's the kasha. Now, there's one important nikudi here in Rashi that what exactly the habamina? Because if you're going to say that that the din of Ezbita the Saitalisha is there is only true by Katana, which is what the Gemara wants to suggest now, that Ezbita the Saitalisha is there only goes in the Katana, but there's a problem with that because the Pasuk clearly says in the Parashah Mati Shemra, it says clear over there, Vayomer Avi Naira. As keeping the status of Yishazer, the pasuk calls her a naira a few times in that parsha over there. Ah, so Rashi says Gemara means yeah in a chinami. Maybe the pshat is by the case of the Tishemar she's a naira, but when he married her off she was still a ketan. That's what Rashi. That Rashi says that's what you have to say over here. That you have to say over here. Yeah, Tosu says the same thing. Toysus says the same thing, except Toysus brings a different raya. Toysus brings a raya from the fact that it says uskalua. That if she was Mizani, you give her skila, so it's clear she's a gedolah already. So how could it be? So Toysus says the same Toysus as Rashi. That, yeah, it means now she's a gedolah, but when he married her off, she was still a ketana. Okay. So, but that's the kasha of the Gemara. Maybe the whole part is that it goes to the father. It's only when she's a ketana, but when she's a naira and she can make her own kinyonim. A naira is a gedolah already. She's already a bas einshin. She already can make a kinyon. So maybe she gets the kedushin. Zok the Gemara, Amar Kna bin Urea Beis Avia. The pasuk says, in the parsha coming up in a couple of weeks, maybe not, when's it coming up? Yeah, a couple of weeks. By the parish of Midorah, it says that his father has a koyach to be mefar the Midorah of his daughter. It says, Binurea Besavia, which is a naira in her father's house. You see, he still has a koyach in her, even though she's a naira already, even though she's 12 already. And we darshan up from there. The father has all the shmak of her nurim, any shmak that comes to her because at the level of being a naira, like getting guests of kedushin, goes to the father. That's how we know it. Correct the Gemara. One second. If that's true, veloha the Amar Abunamarat. How do you know that the father keeps the mice yadayim of his daughter? If a father would sell his daughter as an amma, the word la'amma is extra. Could have just said he sells her. We know he sells her as an amma. What's la'amma? Why is the extra word la'amma? So the extra la'amma is the darshan out. Ma amma ma'isi yadel rabba. Just like an amma, her ma'isi yadayim, the work that she does goes to the owner. Abbas, so to the daughter, nami ma'isi yadel avio. Her ma'isi yadayim goes to the father. And Rashi says, which type of daughter are we talking about? A naira. A naira. How do I know? Because you can't be talking about a katana, because a katana is poshit that the ma'isi yadayim go to the father. Because if you can sell her, certainly the ma'isi yadayim are shaykh to you, as the Rashi says. So when it says la'ama, and we dashin out from la'ama, that all the ma'isi yadayim go to the father, we're obviously talking about a daughter who's a naira. So obviously the daughter is a naira, so correct the Gemara, tefek leib mir rebe savia. If you just got to telling me that the pasuk which was written in the parsha of Nedarim bin rebe savia, means kol shvach nur lavia, that includes ma'is yadayim too. So why would we need a special drasha of la'ama to teach me that the father gets the ma'is yadayim of the naira? Elo, what are you going to have to say? But far as the dom, you're going to have to say no. Binu rebe savia, it's not a riot to ma'is yadayim. Why? Because that's not talking about everything. It's just talking about his koyach to be made for the dharma, and that's it. So chanam in far as the dom, the spin. So too. By Kesef Kedushin, we'll have to say that it's only talking about the koyach that we made for the darim, and that's it. You follow? So for now, we have gotten rid of the raya. We have gotten rid of the terrors of the Gemara of the Rebbe Savir. It can't be that the Rebbe Savir teaches me kol shvach dum lavia, even cast of kedushin. Because if it taught me that, it should taught me. It should have taught me ma'isi yadayim too. And from the fact that we have totally different drasha teaching me ma'isi yadayim is a raya. It's not teaching me ma'isi yadayim too. So just like it's not teaching me ma'isi yadayim, it's not teaching me kesef kedushin. All it's teaching me is what nedarim, which is the parsha it's written by. So hader kushul adochta. How do we know that a father has the source of the kedushin of his daughter who's in naira? You can tell me from his beating aside to the Shazet. But in Naira, how do you know? So talk to Gemara. That's what we're holding right now. That'll teach me Maitri Adayim, it won't teach me Kedusha. No, the Drasha of what he just said, what you say, Kim Gishbitula Amo, that Drasha is going in a Naira. It is going in a Naira. It's going to the Maisi Adayim of Naira. It's a question because the Pasuk is talking about a Katana. The Chiyinko issues Bita Lama means he sold a Katana. But that Rashi already says, and the Chanam in the Pasuk is talking about a Katana, but the Drasha of the Maisi Adayim, that Drasha is going in a Naira. That you have to say. Because you don't need a Drasha to go in the Maisi Adayim of a Katana, because that's Pasha that he gets in the Maisi Adayim of a Katana. Why is it Pasha? Because he can sell her. Then he could certainly get a Maisi Adayim. That Rashi said. So about that drush is going on that. But that drush is only for Maisi Adayim because it's comparing her to an Amivriya. That drush got nothing to do with Kedusha. Just like an Amivriya has to work and the money goes to the Rav, so too a daughter, a Naira has to work and the money goes to the father. But Kesef Kedusha, we wouldn't know from there. Kesef Kedusha, we still don't know at this stage. Correct?
Yeah.
So Dr. Gemara. Okay, so maybe you want to learn out from the Dharm. It doesn't say by the Dharm, but maybe we should learn it out. Just like he has to listen to the Dharm, he has to listen by the case of Kedusha. No, it can't be. Why not? We don't learn out in the moment from Isser. The Dharm is Hukas. It's not Hukas Mammonus, it's Hukas Isser Behetta, basically. And this is the Parsha of Mammon. You don't learn out in the moment from Isser. Okay. Yeah, that's the clown. They don't have the luck as a moment.
But when the magician said,
no, when initially said it, we thought that the pshat and the pasuk is goes in everything. Right. Now we're saying it definitely does not go in everything. It only goes in the dark. But what do you want to do? You want to learn it out from the dark. That you can't do.
You wouldn't
say that
that's learning out
the bubble. No. What, in the Havni of the Gemara? No. In the Havni of the Gemara, the Pasuk means Kol Shvach Nuri. Right. But now we're saying the Pasuk doesn't mean that. The Pasuk means the dark is all it means. You just want to learn it out. You want to make a Sushta. That you can't do. Ah, so here's the next part. Listen to this. Where are we? Yeah. So maybe we should learn it from Kenas. What's Kenas? By Oynes and Pitoy, by the parish of Oynes and Pitoy, somebody's ma'anis her or mafata her. He pays the Kenas, Chamishim Keset. The father gets the Kenas of Chamishim Keset. And that's right. So maybe just like he gets the money for the Chamishim Keset, you should get the money for the Kiddushin. No, that can't be either. Why? We also do not learn out mammon from kanas. Kanas is money, but it's a special type of money. Like Rashi says, kanas is kulay chiddush. Umichiddush loy gamina. Meaning, a monetary thing is a monetary thing. Kanas is a number that the Torah decided. Right, Hashem decided that you pay 50 for oinus. It's not something which is like a nezek, which is like a something we could evaluate. You know what the value is. That's already a mammonus. Kenas is a vart of the chiddush. The Torah said the chiddush. Pay a kenas here. The capable of a ganav is a kanas. Why is it being capable? It is. That's not what he stole. Capable of what he stole, that's a mum. That makes sense. That's a logical thing that we can evaluate. This is how much you got from the guy. The capable of a kanas. Kanas is a chiddush. That's what Rashi means, it's a chiddush. The chiddush, it better apply this halakha called kanas. But you can't go ahead and learn out kanas from That's why kanas, for example, Likor, without getting into the sugi too much, but kanas, I think, you can't be chayiv kanas until bezin is mechayiv. Meaning, you go ahead if someone throws a baseball through someone else's window, yeah, and there's no edim and there's no bezin and there's nothing, right? You chayiv to pay. What is chayiv to pay? The guy can't prove a thing. If he went to Bezdin, Bezdin would pat him. They pat him. There's no proof. The guy have to pay? Why does he have to pay? Because the moment, the nezik is the result of what he did. But Mashenk and Kanaz, you can't just bring Kanaz just for something he did. Kanaz is something which Bezdin puts on him, or the Torah puts on him. It's not a result. That doesn't mean it's chiddush. It could be by Kanaz, it's not. Kanaz is something that has to be put on. Without getting into the story. Yeah, the Torah put it on, but it could be the Bezdin has to put it on. It could be the Bezdin has to put it on, even, because that is a direct result of what you did. It's a chiddush, the Torah is machadish. For example, there's a cloud, Moid of Kanaz Potter, no? What does that mean, Moid of Kanaz Potter? If I'm Moid, I broke the window, am I Potter? No, but Moid of Kanaz is Potter, because...
That's Potter, Moid of Kanaz
Potter? Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm just saying, you see that Kanaz is a... That's what it means, Kanaz is a Kiddush. Why? No, but you might can ask a question. I don't know. But there is a cloud. There is a cloud. Can might can ask a question. Yeah. Okay. I'm not saying. Yeah. I don't know. What do you mean? It says the guy came. What do might can ask a question mean? Those are talking about. Talking to the player.
If cakes were based on the guy we
okay, so without getting to the studio of whether it applies or doesn't apply.
You can't do that. You're getting into it. You're saying when we're discussing it, don't get into it.
No, that's not true. That's not true. I'm telling you that there's clearly... It's not true. I'm telling you that there's a clear distinction. If you want to handle which case it applies, which case it doesn't apply, you have to be more in the studio. But you see, Clark, there's a chilek. Okay? So, Mamela, you can't learn out Kanas from Bumpkin. Direct the Gemara. Now, this is the hard part. So why did you learn it out from Boishin to Pagam? Why? Because when he's ma'anis her, besides the kanas he pays, he also pays for her Boishin and her Pagam. Now that's not a kanas. That's a monetary evaluation. How much is Mabayish or how much is Poygin her?
What's happening to learn it?
So Mamela, just like there, the father gets the mummin. It's mummin, it's not kanas. Just like there, the father gets the mummin. So to my condition, you should get them up. So after Gemara, you can't learn that from there. Why? Shiny boyish begam the vua shaykh begavayu. Boyish begam is different. Why? Because you have vua shaykh begavayu. What does that mean? Vua shaykh begavayu. Why? It's embarrassing for him.
Or he begam for him. Less money or something like that.
Oh, what are you saying now? You just said two different things. Which one do you want to say?
Well,
which one do you? Yeah, but there's a big difference between the two. Those two things.
Can have financial loss in both.
I have a problem. I'll tell you the problem in a minute, but let's go with the first thing you said first. The first thing you said was, it's a boishin begam to him too. Avir shayek begavayu means, it's a boishin begam to him too. He also has the boishin begam to his mishpacha, or whatever it is, correct? So that's fine, gemaltic. If that's the gemar means, gemaltic. But now you want to tell me the gemar means something else here. You want to tell me the gemar means... You want to say something, what do you want to say? The Gemara means that Megabi Kedushin is going to lose out. Rashi says two things. Let's see what Rashi says. He says two things. The second thing Rashi says, I think, is like yours. Rashi says, Tabu Shaykh Begobayu, Shigesh Loi Din Chelik Ben. Why? Why does the father have more Shaykhis? Why does the father have more Shaykhis? Because he's the Balabas on Abusha. Why is he the Balabas on Abusha? She's beyond the Levi Shul Apoigma, Bishul Mamma. How? Shigetu Loi, Bishul Mamma Shigetu Loi. How? The boy muscle in the middle of Mukashkin, that's the boy should begam. He can matter off to Mukashkin. That's his for sure, that's his priority. So Mamela, he has a koyak at his Mabai shirt. And so Mamela, what do you mean? Some of the Naira, right? And also that she says it makes it worth less that people will not be quite fit to marry her. Like you were saying before.
Nothing to do with the fact that it's
nothing new with the first verse you said.
No.
Nothing new with the first verse you said.
Didn't say at all that it's the Gami kid.
Right, not family name. That's right. Not like the first verse you guys said, right? But I said a totally different verse. Since he's about the boss of her Kedushin, Mamela, he has a car to matter up to Mukashin. And Mela, he's about the boss of the Boshin. But the second thing that she says is that he'll only be able to marry off for less now. But that's the far of the Gemara.
What does that mean? He owns her
potion. Yeah.
So what?
So
why do I have to get money for that?
Because he can get money for it anyway. I get money for a potion. But marrying is a book of skin, so now you have to give me money for the potion.
He can still do it. Why, he can still do the same thing.
Huh?
He can still do the same thing.
Could be. But if there's money. Could be. No, it didn't take away my ability. But if you have to pay money for a potion, you're paying it to the owner of the potion, which is me. Even if it didn't take away my ability to also to go, I'm going to buy a shirt again.
All of her boats belong to you?
Yeah, that's the story.
You can marry her.
I can marry her off
too. Why can marry her off? Why is that the...
Why not? What else is it?
You're
not say your story?
You're picking.
You guys are honest.
Right. You're still honest anything else in the world.
If there's a lock of bushes, but wherever the lock of bushes applies, the owner is the service says exactly that there's bushes. You mean in Hilchas? Yeah, those things also, yeah.
It means he has the ability to buy a shirt and it doesn't cost him money.
Not just that, he gets paid for it. He gets the money for it. More than doesn't cost him money.
That doesn't do anything happening in the field.
Right.
No.
What's the culture of having your ability?
He can even buy a shirt. He can take money to even buy a shirt.
He
can take money to even buy a shirt.
He can do it.
Mamela, if someone else can buy a shirt, they'd pay him. Oh. Okay, that's what Rashi said. So here's the homework, okay? You have to ask a very obvious kasha on Rashi. And it's not as what it would have just said. It's very obvious kasha just in the regular in the cheshbon. Hagemara, it's very obvious kasha in Rashi. You have to ask before you look at Tosfos. You have to ask. Then you have to see Tosfos, the bottom Tosfos, the Chitema, and then you have to see the Marsha on Tosfos. There's two Marshaws. I guess you can see both of them. Two short ones. Not so, one of them, whatever. The first one's the most important. Marsha and Titus. So that's the homework now. Sorry.